Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson from The Drive, weekdays on 99.7 Super Talk. I'm here with the co-host of the show, Pete Benson and John Maxson. By some accounts, the stock market ran way too hot for way too long, so it seems like we're due for a downturn. But how do you help secure and protect what has taken you a lifetime to save? That's the focus of today's show, where we will be talking about how to de-risk your IRA.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. And what we're going to talk about today is questions like, how do we adjust our retirement plan in these really uncertain and unprecedented times? How to deal with uncertain things like inflation? That's been around for quite a while this year, going to continue. And is the overall market going to be like riding a teeter-totter or a roller coaster?
Yeah, it'd be great if we knew the answers to all those things. But we do need to have a plan that accounts for all those things as best as we can. And what people fear is being affected by events that are really beyond their control. They're out of their control. So what are the things they can control that can help them? So we want to help folks put emphasis on creating a financial plan. We hammer this week after week. They need to have a plan. You need to have a plan for retirement where you focus on the things that you can control and not to be too consumed with or derailed by the things that you can't, because the things you can control can protect your plan from the things that you can't control. So again, getting that plan in place, so important. It's like anything. The GPS is going to take you on a journey. And so in times of uncertainty, which we sure have in 2022, it can be easy to make knee-jerk decisions and reaction based on politics or headlines or any of these kind of things, and then forgetting about the long term. And so what we want to do is go over the do's and don'ts about planning and adjusting your retirement plan to deal with a volatile market that we're probably going to have with us for a while.
Yeah, that's right, Pete. So what we're going to start with today is the first item, which is don't take early withdrawals from your 401k or your IRA. Now, this might seem pretty tempting. Costs have gone up. In fact, Pete, I had one of these examples just the other day. Somebody below the age of 59 and a half, and the economy's been hard on them, and gas prices have come down a little, but they've got a family to feed, and groceries are up. And so one of the questions they asked me was, should I borrow or take money out of my 401k? Well, if you take it early, before you're 59 and a half, not only are you going to be subject to a tax for whatever you take out, but you're also going to be subject to an early withdrawal penalty. Now, there's some exceptions to that for like medical illness and things of that nature, but it is never a good idea to really be looking at something that's supposed to be for the future. And in particular, because right now, Pete, the market has been down, it's come up a little bit, but about the last time you want to be taking money out of your investments, especially if you're not close to retirement or you're building towards retirement, is at a point that the market's down.
Yeah. And Brian, I know you know this, and, you know, just being in the job that you're in and so on, people are today minded and they don't think about the future and planning and everything like that.
Yeah, I want what I want when I want it.
That's right. And so it's easy to think, okay, what is the easiest short-term solution to my problem instead of attacking the long-term solution? And we see that in politics. We see it in finances. The same things you talk about, Brian, every day on your show. You know, when people vote in that, they often are just thinking about them today, not like the future and what it's going to cost.
You have to look beyond the end of your nose and plan.
You really do. And so a lot of what you discuss from week to week and what we discuss, there's definitely crossover, some of the same things. So again, what we tell you folks is this is not an emergency fund. It's not a catch-all. It's not your first plan B to turn to your 401k, because it is looking tempting. to just take that money out and, oh, I'll replace it, it'll get so easy. And like so many things, when we take loans out, we think it's going to be so easy, but then life happens and things happen. And so we encourage you to find other solutions. And if you need us to help you with that, give us a call anytime during the week. Talk to one of our advisors, 615-488-9303. We want to be available to kind of guide you through situations where you don't know where to turn. And then our next tip, and we're talking about these tips to help folks, you know, at this time of life, is don't make decisions based on emotions. And we see a lot of decisions, not just financial decisions, but since this is a financial show, we're going to attack that. But we do see a lot of decisions based on emotions. Again, John, you say this all the time, you know, when people feel pain, they just, you know, what's the first thing that comes into their mind to kind of eliminate or reduce that pain? That's what they tend to go on, and it tends not to have the greatest results.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you make the decisions around your emotions with your investments, it never works out, or very seldom works out to your benefit. And the thing I would say to this, Pete, is right now, and you know, Brian, we talked a little bit about this, is the market, you know, at the low, the S&P 500 was down 25%. It's come back some. And so if you were uncomfortable with the volatility that you saw at the start of the year, markets come back a little bit. Now's a perfect time to actually look at the risk that you've got and maybe make some adjustments. Because here's the thing, if anyone thinks that the volatility of this market is over, that it's not over by a long shot. You know, I was talking to a client the other day, and he said to me, you know, John, what is that based on? Because the market's come up over the last couple of weeks. Well, manufacturing's down, consumer confidence is down. I've got about 120 slides of economic data that's just been updated in the last month, and there's some real weaknesses there. I think one of the other ones that is important is the confidence of small businesses is low in the second half of this year in terms of what their sales are going to look like. And so, you know, it's not to say the market's going to crash, but we're going to see volatility. And so decisions that you make or don't make with your investments at this point, risk you're taking, is a huge issue. And Brian, we see that all the time.
It seems to me that, you know, when you get in a situation like this, you've got to turn for some help, because most people have real expertise about one thing, but do they really understand this area like you guys do?
Yeah.
Isn't it nice to have a second set of eyes on the thing?
Well, and that's why we tell all of you that, you know, whether it's Beacon or not, you need to have a financial team that you call your advisors to look to. And that's the same reason people seek out a counselor or a pastor or somebody to guide them through tough situations. You know, that person helps kind of ground you and help you not to make decisions that you're going to later regret. And so find a financial advisor and someone to come alongside you. I tell our guys here, and so does John all the time, our other advisors, that, you know, a big part of your job is holding people's hand and is to, you know, keep them from jumping off the cliff and making decisions that they're going to later regret, because we are emotional beings. And it's so easy to let emotions drive your decisions instead of the facts and what really matters in the long run. And so, again, it's so important. So number one, when you're feeling what you're feeling right now, don't hastily take money out of your 401k because it seems easy. Number two, don't make decisions based on emotions. Well, John actually recorded recently a highly informational webinar on market volatility. He just talked about all these slides that he printed. And one of the things that we love to do is give people our thoughts and somebody to listen to during times like this when there's uncertainty and they don't know where to turn. And in this webinar that any of you can enjoy, it addresses the outdated strategies from the past that some people are still using even in a market like this.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Pete, that can really cause harm to where you're not only at today, but in the future. And so in this webinar, Navigating Market Volatility in 2022, this webinar, you're going to learn why volatility affects retirees today a lot more than it used to, in our opinion. Strategies that, and again, our view, don't work in this economy, in this market, and how to use time especially on your growth money, to your advantage without sacrificing income. So really important stuff.
To sign up for this exclusive webinar, go to www.askbeaconnow.com or pick up the phone, call 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. On today's show, Pete and John are talking about minimizing your retirement risk in a down market. Next, they will reveal two things you need to be doing to make sure a down market doesn't blow up your plan. And later in the show, we'll help share some creative ideas for protecting your IRA from a market downturn. Stay with us. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies. And if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. On today's show, Pete and John are talking about de-risking your retirement. If retirement is a priority for you, the political environment, inflated stock prices, or the potential of higher taxes probably has you concerned. So guys, what are some practical things that people can do in these very crazy times we're in?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we mentioned this in the first segment, Brian, but it's really right now is crucial heading into the fall that you review your investments and understand your asset allocation. You know, for many people, shifting to what would be considered more conservative or lower risk investments as retirement comes closer, or certainly if you're in retirement, is a good idea. And if you're just picking a date, like, you know, one of the things, and there are certainly people that disagree with this, that I don't like in 401ks, in my opinion, is like things like target date funds, that it's kind of the philosophy is that you can just sort of pick a date and time and automatically get to where you want to be in retirement. Now, I wish financial planning was that easy, but it's not. And there's a lot of dynamics that change all the time. And I really believe that what's based on what's happened in the stock market since the June lows and this reprieve that people have is just the most opportune time in 2022 to really look at if you need to make shifts in this market. And you might not need to, but Pete, now's the time to look, because when, in our opinion, it gets more volatile as the fall goes on, people that have too much risk are going to regret that.
Well, what happens, John, and we discuss this all the time, when the market goes down 25%, what people say is, when I get some of this back, I'm ready to make some changes. Then when it does start to come back, which it has in July and part of August, you know, the natural thing is, well, I don't want to mess with it now. It's come back some. And so if you don't do it when it's low and you don't do it when it's come back, you're probably never going to do it. And, you know, then you're going to be back in this same situation again.
Pete, one thing that I would say, too, because I got asked this question by someone the other day who said, John, you sound pessimistic on the economy and the market. I'm not pessimistic at all, but I am a realist. And this person's argument or point was that inflation last month was a net zero, and it went from 9.1 to 8.6. So inflation has peaked and coming down. That may be true. But the large part of inflation that went down last month was on gasoline, and gasoline coming down, right? Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people don't realize this. I read an article that gas consumption year over year is down almost 10%. You know why the gas consumption is down? Because people are running out of money, because gas and stuff at the grocery store and rents is costing a lot more. And even if inflation sticks around 8%, that's astronomically high. Credit card debt is at an all-time high, and savings in America has dropped like a rock this year because of the effects of inflation. A lot of companies, Walmart and other companies, have inter-quarter dropped their earnings estimates because of inventories and things of that nature. And that's not to say that the market's going to crash and burn and never come back, but there are more risk out there than people really realize. And again, understanding that risk and asset allocation right now, especially with this reprieve in the market, it's so important to take a look at that.
Yeah, and friends, we're trying to get you to de-risk during this time. And so a perfect time to review your investments, your assets, allocation. If you have an advisor, reach out to them and set up a meeting. This is the time when they should be most available, when you need it the most, when you need guidance. If you don't have an advisor, reach out to us, 615-488-9303. We'd be happy to help you in any way we can. Well, again, we're going through this list of seven things, and we've covered three or four. We got another one here. Consider when you'll retire and where your income will come from. That's important because everybody shouldn't adjust to a downturn in the economy all the same, based on age, when they might retire, how soon or not soon that this money that we're talking about that's going up and down is actually going to be utilized. So ask yourself the question, one, do I even have a date or a time or kind of a guesstimate? Is it 3 years? Is it 6 years? Is it 15 years before you retire? Or are you already retired and using that money right now? And that's why you feel the most pain. So think about the timing of your retirement when choosing the strategies to use to help survive these volatile markets. And even your money collectively. If you have, say, $500,000, or let's say it's $1 million, and half of it is in the market and there's a lot of volatility there, but half of it is really quite conservative and protected and hasn't hardly moved down any during this period of time. And if that's the money you're going to use for this first, let's say, 5 or 10 years of your retirement to live on, then you've got lots of time for that growth money to recover, because even though you're going to need some of your money sooner than later, you're not going to use that part of it. And that's something that many of you don't think about. And so, again, that's where having a good financial advisor to guide you is important. So changing your investment strategy to prepare for retirement isn't something to leave until the last minute. And again, what we're trying to do, folks, is motivate you to be thinking about adjustments even right now. Market went down. Market has recovered some. This is the perfect time. And maybe there's opportunities to use in this time to make your money more tax efficient. Maybe there's opportunities, John, to consider for part of that money some things that are more protected.
What I'm hearing you say here is you've got to think long term rather than short term. And that's something that's very hard for a lot of people.
It is hard for a lot of people.
Well, and the thing I would add to that is if you're retired, you got to think about your income short term and long term, right? And so having that income in volatility, and listen, if you, the way you're generating income is you're having to sell securities into the volatility that we're seeing right now to pay the light bills, in my opinion, you need a new income plan, because that's the worst time to be selling securities and that type of thing. But unfortunately, we're seeing that a lot. And, you know, Pete, when you're talking about having some of this money protected, yeah, it's really interesting. I had a conversation with a gentleman that came to one of our sessions recently, and he said, well, this is kind of convenient because, you know, you're talking about having some more conservative money in retirement and the market's really volatile. And he said, you probably didn't have that same message last year. Well, you know, we've been doing this going on 22 years now. We've seen the tech stock bust, the Lehman collapse, the European debt crisis, COVID, and all this inflation business and stuff we're dealing with right now. Our message has never changed.
No.
You know, there's a reason right now that in with the retirees in America, they're concerned about income. It's because they don't have a good income plan.
No.
So there's never been a better time than to have an income plan than right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, creating an income plan is full of complicated choices, like when to claim Social Security, how to choose the best pension option, how to keep your taxes low, how to leave everything to your loved ones with the least amount of taxes and hassle, and probably most important, how to make your money last. Do you know if your current retirement plan solves all these problems? If not, then you could be exposed. Find the holes in your plan by using our financial plan checkup.
Yeah, the financial plan checkup. We get a lot of questions about that, Brian. What is that? What does it entail? Well, we start out by running a stress test on your current portfolio. And again, for all of you, this is the perfect time to do that. A stress test on your current portfolio. We want to find the cracks and the weaknesses that are there, if there are any. And if there aren't, we'll pat you on the back and say, just stay the course and don't move anything right now. But what it means is that you no longer have to wonder. You don't have to lay awake at night saying, you know, am I going to be okay? Asking yourself those questions. You can finally quiet those nagging questions and worries. And so again, if you'd like to call and schedule your free stress test and financial plan checkup, that number, I'll do it slowly, 615-488-9303.
Yeah, and there's no charge, there's no obligation. It takes a little bit of your time. This is going to be one of the most thorough checks we can give your portfolio, and we're literally offering this for free. To schedule your free checkup, give us a call, 615-488-9303. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
All right, stick around, everyone, because right after the break, more of how to risk-proof your retirement with Beacon Retirement Strategies.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson. You may be wondering, how much should I have in the stock market? That's a great question. And Pete and John have a great answer for it. There's a time-tested rule that will tell you approximately how much is a prudent amount to have at risk in the market. Right, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. And so there's a lot of different guides that people can use, and we're going to talk about two or three of those. One of the popular ones years ago that came in, which is a good starting point. It's not necessarily the best for everyone, but it's called the Rule of 100. So folks, just think of it this way. Let's say you're 55 years old and you got the rule of 100. It's 100 minus 55. So obviously the answer is 45 is what's left. So 100 minus 55 is 45. So at that stage of life, what this rule is guiding you is to say that no more than 45% of your money should be at high risk or whatever. Hmm. And so that's not a bad starting point, but everybody's situation is different. I've talk to some of you who are 55 years old and you're uncomfortable with even 45% at high risk growth in the market. And then I've talked to some of you that you're like, well, I'd like to have 70% of my money, even 80% at high risk. And when we uncover that, there's justification for that based on the fact that you have really good pensions, other income from a business or income from real estate and so on. And so you can afford to take more risk. And maybe you've got a piece of land that's going to be sold and bring you in a couple $1 million. And so you're not worried about the market right now. So the rule of 100, if you've heard of it, use it as kind of a starting point, but then kind of take it from there. It's not intended to be used as the sole basis of your financial decisions. Another way that we utilize it here, and John, I know you do this, or the advisors that meet with new prospects all the time, we use it to say, okay, how much money do you need to fill your income gap in retirement? We're going to take that money off the table and put it into something that, you know, isn't unpredictable, that has more guarantees and has more stability and reliability on it. And let's say that that's 40%. There's 60% left over. Not for everyone, but some people may take 40% of that and put it into higher growth and 20% of that. So you got 60. And put it kind of into moderate kind of thing. And so I know we talk about that a lot with folks.
Well, I mean, it really boils down to how much risk you should take. One of the things is, you know, again, the rule of 100 is something that we can look at. But to your point, Pete, it's really an individual decision. And here's one of the things I always tell people. If the volatility we've seen in the market this year and when we had COVID, if you're up at night or it makes you really nervous, you probably have too much risk if you're retired. I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of just a gut instinct, right? But it's not as hard. You know, you worry about it a lot less if you're retired or close to retirement, if you know where your paycheck's going to come from, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the concept of just taking a percentage of your money, whether it's 10%, 20%, 30%, whatever it is, and allocating it towards something that regardless of what happens in the culture or the economy globally or domestically, you know that you're going to have income coming in. What it does is it gives you the freedom on your other money to experience volatility in the market and long-term growth over time. That's what you had when you were in your working years. You had time. If the market was down, you probably didn't like it, but you were getting a paycheck from your employer, so you didn't worry about it. In fact, you were probably investing more. Well, in retirement on your growth money, if you don't have an income plan, you don't have time and you're pulling money out at the absolute worst time to be pulling securities out is when the market's down or having volatility. So by allocating that small percentage to income and really having confidence there, you're buying time on the market just like you did in your working years. It's not as complex as people think.
So folks, see if this makes sense. When you're ready for retirement, we take the portion of your money that you need to give you reliable income. We take that off the table and we put that into something that really provides income that when you're laying awake at night and the market's falling apart and the economy's in bad shape, you're not worried about because this money's going to be there and you're still going to have that paycheck coming in and everything's good. And then you take what the remainder is, whether that's 40%, 50%, 60%, 20%, whatever it is. And then you have to ask yourself, how much of a risk taker am I with that part of the money? Even though I don't need it right away, what do I really feel good about? And a good advisor is going to be able to help you zero in on what kind of investments are going to get you to where you need to go. So then the next thing, and again, we're covering these seven things to help de-risk your situation, your retirement plan during a year of volatility and uncertainty like this. And the next one is get a detailed risk assessment checkup. And so many of you have never had that done one time. And during times like this, in a year like this, if ever you're going to be motivated to do something, that time is now. And what does that really look like? Well, what it really looks like is us taking all of your investments and holdings and funds one by one and putting them into, you know, a very detailed analysis done by like Morningstar and other reputable companies like that, that's what they exist for, and really zeroing in on, okay, how did this portfolio do during other tough economic times like 2008, 2001 and 2? During other crises that are out there, how did they perform? And then how do they perform in the long term? And now looking at what age you're at, what makes sense in this situation?
And everybody's situation is different. And that's why these plans have to be individualized.
Their age is different. Their marital situation may be different. Their goals are different. So many things, John. I know we talk to many people, and one of the things that they find is most helpful when they come in here is that detailed risk analysis and what it shows them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I just can't explain how important this is right now. I know I keep going back to, you know, the economy and the market, but hey, that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. You know, people right now, according to Bloomberg, now think about this, 70% of our economy is driven by consumer spending, mm-hmm. right? And 40%, according to Bloomberg, over 40% of U.S. households right now are having difficulty paying for usual household expenses. That's almost half the country. Small business is over 40% of the economy, and the expectations of small business owners in America until inflation gets more under control in terms of sales and effectiveness is really low. So why am I telling you all that? Well, that's not opinion. That's real statistics. That's going to impact your portfolio. So if you're out there and you've got too much risk right now for the stage of life you're in, again, I can't stress enough, this risk assessment will show you that, and then you can make adjustments, or it may tell you you're fine.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the information, you're never going to know.
All right. Well, if you're worried about the recent drop in the market, you're not alone. Even if you already have someone managing your portfolio, we'd like to offer you a free second opinion on how much risk you're taking in this current market. Pete and John offer a free risk analysis. Check up on your portfolio performance in the current market. You'll look at how much risk you are taking on and how that risk could affect your future. You also get a tax and fee analysis included absolutely free.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, how this works is we're just going to meet with you, get some basic information, and then we're going to look at what the biggest opportunities may be for you and your family and your retirement plan. So we'll do the heavy lifting, then we're going to share our findings and recommendations with you, so it's great information.
Yeah, and so to schedule your free analysis, call that number again. Here it is, 615-488-9303. We have people standing by ready to take your call, get you scheduled, 615-488-9303.
It's time for a quick break, but keep tuned right here, because when we come back, We'll share how you can still earn more while also keeping your principal protected. Don't miss out on that. It's all straight ahead.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
During today's episode, we've been talking about how to minimize risk in a down market. Now, guys, let's talk about the portion of your IRA and investments that is not invested directly in the stock market for growth. Where should it be placed and for what purposes?
There's lots of different things. And one, I'm going to make the statement, we're not perfect. We're not for everybody. But we actually have access to all investments. And I think for retirement, you need to be working with someone who has access to all the best growth type of investments, and then moderate and income, and then also protective and conservative. And believe me, not all advisors out there do that or have access to it. And so this could be many different types of things. We work with all those different things that I've talked about, like even banknotes. We'd love for you to call us and get more information on what those are and if they might be right for you. They're not for everybody, but they are for many. High dividend funds are good things to consider for the money that's not in high growth. You're looking for high income, high dividends. Could be 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, hopefully, that it's paying income or dividends. They can go away, but as long as they're paying good, that's great. And then rates on CDs have actually even increased. I helped an older client just recently get a CD that was paying 2.5%, almost 2.75%. They were thrilled to death because it's been forever since they could find 1%. and then fixed rate annuities, a lot of times you can get 4.25% right there with no risk to your principal. And there's other conservative options that you can use as well. And so if you want to earn some growth on that money, as well as be conservative, John, I know one of the things that we've used for folks when it's appropriate and when they get the information that they need to get, one of the things that we've used are fixed indexed annuities as one of the options where your principal is protected, but you have an opportunity to make at least reasonable gains.
Yeah. I mean, our goal really here is 3-5%, maybe 4-6%. It's not a guarantee, but that's, what we've averaged over a period of time without loss to your principal. And I'll tell you, I'll go back to one of the things that I said. When you have some guarantees on your income and what you're going to be taking out in retirement for that, and you're getting a reasonable rate of return, I mean, it's just, it's hard to express how powerful that is. Now, we've got some income research and some other things that we like to show people when we actually do this type of planning that is pretty amazing. I've had everybody from, detailed engineers. I was joking with an engineer in our office just the other day, and he said, John, one of the things I like about you is you like numbers. Most people in our industry, no offense to engineers, don't like engineers because they're so analytical. But, thing about numbers is numbers don't lie. And if you can bear that out, it's really important. But when you talk about, fixed index annuities or anything that's conservative, you're going to find people that love them and hate them. Mm-hmm. Pete, we've been doing this so long. You can listen to the radio station mm-hmm. we're on and you'll find a wide variation of opinions. Mm-hmm. Anything you put your money in, you need to know exactly what you're getting mm-hmm. and what the fees are, compensation, all that kind of stuff is. But here's the deal. If you're retired or close to retirement and you want some of your money to be conservative, we define that as principal protected, getting a reasonable rate of return. Mm-hmm. And so these are one of several places, but we certainly like that. And in terms of examples, Pete, we could give you a lot of examples how we've done this for people over 20 plus years.
Yeah. And it's funny, annuities get the bad rap, and I understand why in some cases, but bonds don't get such a bad rap most of the time. I mean, people go into retirement thinking, Brian, okay, I need so much of my money in stocks and so much in bonds. We've heard that all of our life. And yet bonds typically don't make what stocks do in the good years. So let's say that a bond makes 5%. Yay, that's a really good year. And stocks make 20%. The bonds don't get a bad rap because they didn't make 20 because the people
Bond is doing what the Don's supposed to do.
That's exactly right. But what happens is the people who don't like fixed indexed annuities, when they make 4 or 5% and the market does 20, they're like, well, you see this? This is no good. You didn't make, you know, this is, you can't make any money there. Well, it's not designed for that. It's apples and oranges. And so it did exactly what it was supposed to do. Keep your money protected and get a reasonable rate of return, kind of like a bond. And there's a guy, used to be a professor at Yale University, you know, in the finance department. So pretty smart guy. And he's written an article recently. We'd be happy to get it in anyone's hand that would like it. His name is Roger Ibbotson, and he wrote an article comparing over the last 25 years bonds to fixed indexed annuities and what they've done. And actually, in his comparison, he said the fixed indexed annuities per year have actually outpaced what bonds have done year to year. They sure have outpaced them this year because bonds are down about 7 or 8 or 9%, John.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the other hang up here, and I love this. This is so ridiculous. Is people that will say, well, if you do a fixed index annuity or a fixed annuity, the advisor makes a commission. You know what, folks? That's right. The advisor makes a commission. Outside of your money, it doesn't come from you. It comes from the company, and there is a time commitment. But, you know, I was having this debate with someone who is in our industry, and, you know, I said to him, okay, well, if a client comes in and does a 5 or 6 year annuity, let's say, and it's principal protected, and it's giving them the income that they're looking for, and let's say that that is, they're across the board, is a 5% commission over 5 years, okay? Mm-hmm. Right? And oh, by the way, folks, if you do something with us, it's commissionable. We'll tell you what the commission is before you put your money there.
Yeah.
That same amount of money, if you put it with a fee-based advisor, the average management fee, although that's increasing, is 1% a year, right?
So that's
so what's one times five?
Yeah.
You know, and so this whole debate.
Same thing.
Around, it's not whether it's fees or commissions are appropriate. It's what's appropriate for you as the investor.
And people buy a house all the time and pay a commission, and they've been okay with that. Yeah. It's like, you know, that person isn't an evil person because they got a commission on your house. And that actually did come out of your money, whereas in an annuity, it comes out outside your money.
Yeah.
Well, if you felt today's show was a help for you and you want to act on any of the advice given, now is the perfect time. While you're motivated and while you're hopeful.
Yeah. So if you boil it down to this, the mission at Beacon Capital Management is to help you solve the problems that you have to make your money last throughout retirement, to give you confidence in your plan.
That's why Pete and John of the Beacon team are offering a financial plan checkup. Just like a checkup on your car at the repair shop. Sometimes you just don't know what's broken or what's not working as well as it should until you get a professional opinion. Why not call right now and set up your own customized financial plan checkup with a qualified Beacon advisor and get the confidence you need for your retirement, and especially as it relates to risk? Call now, 615-488-9303. Beacon has 4 convenient locations, Franklin, Cool Springs, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, and Mount Juliet. That's 615-488-9303.
Well, our time has come to an end this week. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing all these thoughts with you. Feel free to call us during the week, not just today. 615-488-9303. If you'd like to learn more about what we've discussed or any of the financial principles we teach here at Beacon, or go to beaconcm.com.
Well, until next week, I'm John Maxson with Pete Benson and Brian Wilson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And folks, remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.